Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show this Tuesday, June 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. On Election Day, August 6th, at 7:37 p.m., right before the polls close, I'm going to go vote in person. For the U.S. Senate race, I'm voting for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. No way, shape, and form do I support Mike Rogers. He lives in Florida. He's not even a Michigan resident. Florida does not need three U.S. senators. Michigan needs two. He cannot be a U.S. senator for our state because he does not live here. He's waiting to see if he wins the primary. If he wins the primary, then he will buy or rent a house in Michigan. Mike, you're not living in that 700-square-foot house in Coldwater, Michigan. I've seen the photograph of it. I wouldn't let Mr. Snoop live in that house. That's who I'm voting for, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, for U.S. Senate. In the 1st Congressional District, I'm voting for Josh Saul. A veteran, an infantryman who died three times on the table for this country, who doesn't have feelings in his legs, that's who I'm voting for. The Bergman machine must die on August 6th. Your vote for Josh Saul, S-A-U-L, just like the Bible, Josh and Saul, Joshua, it's right there. It's right there. JoshSaulForCongress.com. This is your opportunity, folks, to kill the Bergman machine once and for all. You start at the top. You want to kill the snake, you chop off the head. The head of the snake is Congressman Jack Bergman. Right under the head of that snake, State Senator John DeMoose. But he's not running this year because this is a presidential year. It's only President, U.S. Senate, Congress, state representatives, state senators, our midterm elections with the governor. The Moose will be up for a re-election for the first time in his life ever for state senate if Bergman doesn't retire and endorse him for Congress. Then he'll be a one and done like he did in the 107th. He'll do it in the 37th on his way. Mr. The Moose goes to Washington. But unlike the movie Mr. Smith, he's not going to stand up and filibuster anything. He'll join the Democrats in Washington. Folks, you have an opportunity to change history this election. Yes, I'm talking about history in Michigan. A sitting multimillionaire campaign congressman, Jack Bergman, up against David. Bergman's Goliath, Josh Saul is David. And you know what's going to be the stone in David's slingshot? Your vote. Your vote, my vote, Vicky's vote. We're all voting for Josh Saul. Our votes will be the rock that Josh Saul uses against Goliath, Jack Bergman. It will make national headlines, people. It will make national headlines that a third-termer going for number four gets defeated in his primary election against a guy that can't raise money enough sufficient to even chase absentee ballots. The district's too big. 36 counties, it was going to cost him 40 grand. He couldn't raise it. He's not going to chase absentee ballots. He's relying on word of mouth and you guys talking about him as to who you're voting for. If you're voting for Josh Saul, you need to let everybody on your social media know who you're voting for and why. Perhaps put a link to his website, JoshSaulForCongress.com. This Bergman machine must die on August 6th. if Todd Smallenberg prevails, which I believe he will, against Cam, Neil Friske survives against Parker Fairburn, and the grand finale of it all is Congressman Bergman loses to Josh Saul. Their whole entire empire of political consulting, profiting off of candidates running, will collapse. And you can be part of it. Stop and think about that. You have the power to take down this entire machine. Why should we do it? To get DeVos money the heck out of the first congressional district, number one. Not in our district. Sorry, Betsy, we're not interested in your lying, salacious flyers for the candidates your family's donated to. We ain't buying it. It's despicable. We despise you. We despise the mailers. We absolutely will not listen to your false narrative against our good patriot candidates. We're the fighting first, Betsy, and you don't get who we are. You have no idea who we are as a people up here in the first district. We are dang proud of our communities. We love our counties. We love our townships, our cities, our villages. We love Northern Michigan. Get the heck out of our district and take your dirty money and your consultants with you. You have the power, people. The absentee ballots are starting to hit your mailboxes today and tomorrow. If you've gotten an absentee ballot, would you please text me an A, a capital A. If you've gotten your absentee ballot, text me a capital A, 231-360-5140. If your ballots arrived and you haven't made up your mind on any of your candidates, call me. Any day after 12 noon, pick up the phone, call me. I'll answer your questions. I have to be honest. Once you get lower than state representative, I may not know who the good guys are. I know some county sheriff candidates you should vote for. I know some county commissioner candidates you should vote for around Northern Michigan. Not too many, but I know the big ones. U.S. Senate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. U.S. Congress, Josh Saul. Again, if you live in the 103rd, vote for Katie Ness. Lisa Trombley is Bergman's puppet. 105th, vote for Christian Marcus. 106th, Todd Smallenberg. 107th, Neil Friske. It's that simple. And the thing of it is, folks, share this information. Share this podcast. Get this information out to as many people as possible. As a matter of fact, tonight, I'll take this segment and turn it into a YouTube video. If you want it, I'll text it to you tomorrow. By the way, if you want the YouTube video I did late last night of Neil Friske, text me NF for Neil Friske. I'll send you the YouTube video as a link, and you can share it. The interview that Up North Live very well may make part of their news this evening. Don't know if they did it at 6 a.m. this morning. I don't watch Up North Live that early. Later today, perhaps. 6 o'clock news. I don't know. I don't know their schedule. They have different platforms. WPPN, not really sure. I talked to the news director this morning at 8:30. I told him I was willing to give him an exclusive interview to talk about my interview, which was exclusive with Neil Friske. I'm the only show he agreed to do an interview with. He would not take questions from them last night at the candidate forum. I don't blame him. They would want to question him about the details of the case, and he can't talk about it. his defense lawyer would smack him upside the head if he agreed to take any questions from the fake BS news. We were the only ones he would trust to give us as much information as he did on that interview. If you didn't hear it, text me NF for Neil Friske. I'll send you the link. This has got to stop, people. This Bergman machine has got to be killed politically on August 6th. Your vote can do it. Stop and think about who's going to be the next state representative. Who's going to be the next senator, state senator in the 37th? Who's going to be the next congressman in Washington, D.C. when Bergman decides to retire? Well, let's make that decision very simple for him. Jack, you won't have to make a decision to retire. You're going to lose in the primary to Josh Saul. You and Cam are so arrogant to send a text message to somebody who's very special and dear to me, telling, kind of like threatening, that you're going to remember after you win, you're going to remember this and basically hold it against them in the future. You pompous, arrogant little state representative. How dare you send that text message to her? She forwarded it to me. I'm not going to name names. I read it. They honestly believe Bergman thinks he's going to win. Cam Cavett thinks he's going to win. Parker Fairburn thinks he's going to win. Well, you need to cast your vote accordingly, people. Send a message to these arrogant snobs, political snobs that they are with Betsy DeVos money. Don't support you, not voting for you. I'm voting for the other guy. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. 67 unread text messages in my phone right now. Haven't opened any of those. 67 unread messages. Every single one of them is Neil Frisky. NF. 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 Every single one. Thank you for following instructions. Don't ask me to, you know, please, Randy, please send me the video link to Neil Frisky's. No. NF. Two letters, NF, Neil Frisky, I'll send you the link. I'm not going to get to these until after the show. I get off the air at noon. You'll get them roughly at about 12:02 to 12:05. I copy and paste. My thumbs get sore. You're going to get them. They're coming. Share that video. If I send this video to you, it comes with a responsibility. You need to forward it to 10 of your friends who live in the 107th House District. YouTube video generated the photograph I created. I produced a photo of me in the studio, our old studio, and Neil Frisky's headshot from his state representative page. I created the photo. I put it into the YouTube video. All you hear is the video itself. Unedited. 12 minutes and 54 seconds long. He was on from 11:35 to 11:48. I did shorten up the music intro. You share this with 10 people, and when you share it with those 10 people, ask them to share it with 10 of their friends who are voters in the 107th House District. I want this interview to go viral in the 107th. And you can help me do it. If you send it to 10, and those 10 send it to 10, and those 10 send it to a 10 of their friends, folks, this could end up being viewed thousands of times, influencing votes in this 107th House race. Forget the mailers, the attack ads that you're getting from DeVos's. This is something you can do. You can counter all of those negative mailer, the attack pieces against Neil. If you are totally, you find what they do with these attack ads, these mailers, despicable, forward this YouTube video of the interview. And last night, by the way, up at the candidate forum, Neil said he's going to be completely exonerated of all charges. Pat and St. Ignace. I haven't had the chance to meet Dr. Sherry yet, but I'm going to vote for her. I met Josh Saul, and I like what he said. I'm voting for him, and I'm voting for Neil. Pat, up in St. Ignace. God bless you, brother. Because here's the bottom line, folks. This is the bottom line. If we don't stand up to these evildoers in the Republican Party, shame on us. You're either going to blindly vote for Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, Mike Rogers. You're going to blindly just vote for the congressman, Jack Bergman, because he's the incumbent. You're not one of us. Sorry. You're not. I've dedicated too much of my life, too much of our time, family resources to do this work. I worked too hard to recruit good people to stand up and run for office. Robert Heikkinen running for county commissioner in the city of Sheboygan. District 2, vote for him. From county commissioners to John Studer for sheriff. Oh, I'm not even going to talk about the smear campaign they're trying to attack him on. Todd Ross, this idiot, thinks he can just attack, put his friends on John Studer, put out a bunch of signs and think he's going to win? Don't think so. Don't think so, sir. If I lived in Sheboygan County, I'd be voting for John Studer for sheriff all day long. Montmorency County, Mike Carl for sheriff. Timothy Jacobs for county clerk. These are the Patriots, folks, that have stood up, put their name on the ballot, and are now taking the heat. It's kind of interesting that every single one of our candidates are being attacked. We've got them scared. We've got them scared big time. One thing you have to understand, we're speaking the truth. The research has been done. The campaign finance reports have been looked at. I've clicked on the button to open it up to see who the treasurers are. I know the facts. You do too. And they hate it. They absolutely hate it that we are giving you guys the information, the raw truth of what's really going on in these campaigns, the tactics they're using, and how they're trying to discredit these good, patriotic, concerned citizens running for office. If we don't hold these Republicans accountable, shame on us. Shame on us. Blast this interview out to everybody and ask them to share it. All you got to do is send it to 10 of your friends that you know that live in the 107th House District. Now, I'm going to make a YouTube video of this half hour, probably about 11:30 again tonight. This one will be the whole half hour. I'll edit out the commercials. I'll try to make it as short as possible. It probably will come in at about 24 minutes. Neil's was 12 minutes and 54 seconds. It's all this video is, folks. Less than 13 minutes of what Neil Friske had to say about what happened in Lansing last week. NeilFriske.com is the website. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas.